Good afternoon and welcome to the last meeting of the Senate Environment and Natural Resources Committee. I know people are very upset that we won't have all these exciting bills to ponder over anymore, but we've got a bunch of exciting ones up today. And our first one that we're going to open up a work session on is House Bill 3463. And Beth, if you can remind us about the bill. And we have a couple of amendments to consider.
Madam Chair and committee members, in front of you have House Bill 3463A. For the record, there's no revenue impact, minimal fiscal impact statement. It requires notice to dealers when capacity of biodiesel production facilities in Oregon reaches certain levels. Place a two-year moratorium on applying standards to other renewable diesel. We have a proposed -12 and -8 amendment in front of you. Do you want me to go into those further?
Why don't you go ahead, and then we have some questions.
Proposed -12 amendment states that it is premature for Oregon to regulate or prohibit other renewable diesel. States that giving the current state of the market is
Hold on just a minute. Can I ask people to keep the volume down, please? We're having a hard time hearing up here. Thank you.
An appropriate exercise of Oregon's police powers to regulate the production, use, and sale of biodiesel in the state. Proposed -88 amendment stipulates that upon receipt of notice, so it's adding the term, and after specified dates, a dealer may not sell diesel fuel unless it contains at least 2% biodiesel by volume or other renewable diesel with at least 2% renewable component by volume.
Okay. Representative?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Jules Bailey. I have the honor of representing House District 42. Thank you, committee. It's an honor to help you kick off the grand finale here for your committee. And you have before you a couple of amendments to House Bill 3463, which we discussed a week or two ago. I want to be clear that the proponents in the House of this bill are supportive of the -A12 amendments. What these amendments reflect is the discussion that was had in this committee the last time that you met. We had a discussion on the House side as well as here in the Senate about renewable diesel and the maturity of that technology and its availability to Oregonians and to others around the nation. To refresh your memory, committee, House Bill 3463 asks for a two-year timeout on inclusion of renewable diesel. That was the compromise that those of us in the House working on the bill came to. The -12 amendment does not change the policy of House Bill 3463. It simply adds preamble language that will become part of the record but not part of statute, that adds findings about renewable diesel so that the intent of the two-year timeout is clear, and that as future legislators and legislatures and the courts, if they so choose, review this this bill, there is clear evidence of why this body asked for a two-year timeout on the renewable diesel, and it makes clear the intention that it is not to limit the development of that technology, nor is it intended to keep Oregonians from having access to the technology. It is a gives a chance for the technology to develop, and in the meantime for us to proceed with the blending of Oregon-made biodiesel into the fuel supply. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Okay, questions. So there was a question that came up from somebody in the audience about on page 2, line 3, that this would prohibit DQ or ODA from regulating the renewable diesel. So if you can address that.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm not an attorney. My understanding in speaking with LC, and I would defer to them, but the memo that we have from LC about this amendment states that it is preamble language only, and that it does not go into the active parts of the statute that will be in statute. So my understanding is that the -A12 amendments will be in the record of this bill, but do not activate any parts or deactivate any parts of Oregon state law.
Okay. And I also just want to mention for the record that we did ask for a legal counsel opinion. There was a discussion about if this constituted economic protectionism in violation of the Commerce Clause, and we did receive, hopefully all members got a chance to review this from LC, and they said that this doesn't, LC's opinion, and I'll read this, was we believe that the engrossed House Bill 3463 does not violate the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution because, one, the bill does not ban the production, sale, or use of other renewable diesel produced either in Oregon or any other state. The bill does not constitute economic protectionism. There is a legitimate state interest and objective in waiting to regulate other renewable diesel until the technology and appropriate standards for it are further developed. The burden on interstate commerce, if any, is incidental and not excessive, given that other renewable diesel is not currently produced or used in the United States. So I just wanted to put that on the record. Thank you for your work on these amendments.
And, Madam Chair, if I might add, the language that you just read into the record is very much reflected in the A12 amendments, so that that can also be part of the state of the record.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for the representative before we let him go back to his committee? All right, thank you. With that, we are in a work session. I'll take a motion.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the -A8s and amendments into House Bill 3463.
Okay, Senator Przanski moves to adopt the -A8 amendments into House Bill 3463. Is there any discussion? Any objections?
I'll object just for principle.
Okay.
Because I haven't read it yet.
I could go slowly here.
No, Madam Chair.
Okay, with that note, one objection on
from Judiciary.
On the A8. Okay. This is nothing compared to this morning with 30 bills.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the A12s into House Bill 3463.
Okay, Senator Przanski moves to adopt the A12s. A12 amendments into House Bill 3463. Is there any discussion? Senator Boquist?
Madam Chair, I'll be a no vote at this time on the A12s. I have reviewed the Legislative Council's opinion and had discussions with other members of the Senate who are sponsors of this bill, and their interpretation of that of what the Legislative Council don't match. There is concern that about the primary purpose and whether the LC opinion is flawed. So I'll be non-supportive of the amendment at this time.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? With that, so noted for the record, the motion, or I should ask, is there any objections besides Senator Boquist? Okay, with that, the motion carries. The -12s are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend for approval and refer to the floor of the Senate House Bill 3463 as amended by the A8s and the A12s.
Okay. And Senator Przanski moves adoption of House Bill 3463 as amended with the -A8s and the -A12s. I did say to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Now I'm repeating myself. Okay. Any comments or discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. Again, in regards to the A12 and in the main amendment, given the confusion between one of the sponsors, his discussion with myself, the legislative opinion on renewable fuels, the two-year mark, and whether it's economic protectionism or not, I'll be no vote at this time, and I'll do a little research between now and the floor.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Any other discussion? Any other objections? So noted for the record that Senator Boquist is no, and Senator Atkinson is excused. So with that, the motion carries 3-1, and I will carry the bill to the floor, and actually Senator Nelson will ask if he wants to co-carry it since he's a sponsor. But let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3463A. And let's see. Why don't we go next to House Bill 3367A.
Madam Chair and committee members, House Bill 3367A, for the record, has no revenue impact and minimal fiscal impact. Requires public utility that provides customers with outdoor lighting fixtures to make option of using shielded outdoor lighting fixtures available to customer. Declares an emergency effective on passage.
Okay, and do we have any amendments to this?
We do not.
All right, thank
Madam
you.
Chair, I move House Bill 3367A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Przanski moves House Bill 3367A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Want to come vote on this bill, Senator?
Sure, yes.
This is House Bill 3367A, yes. Which is the
shielded lighting.
Shielded lighting bill.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. Being no vote. Did
okay.
You tell him the motion had that he would be the carrier?
Yeah, the motion is you're the carrier. Okay.
That's a bad
motion. Is that a minority report, Madam Chair?
Okay, so noted for the record, Senator Boquist and Senator Atkinson are no. With that, the motion carries. And any, I think Senator Haas, I heard you volunteer for this.
I'd like to talk about light pollution. I've never heard the phrase light pollution until this year.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Senator. Certainly appreciate that. With that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3367A. You're excused for the first one.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So let's see. Why don't do you see?
Okay.
Sorry, we're jumping around here. We've got some amendments that we need to.
I don't think it's passed. Kirsten's sitting here. No. What was the first one you did?
Well, we did the biodiesel.
3463.
You're excused for that.
Renewable fuel.
Thank you.
We're at ease here for a minute. Well, we get some folks in here. Okay, so I'll go ahead and open up a work session on House Bill 2229A. Beth, if you could refresh us, please.
Yes. Madam Chair and committee members, for the record, House Bill 2229A has a no revenue and fiscal statement was issued on this. Provides the process for corrective remapping of rural lands by counties to ensure sustainable development of rezoned lands and update of natural resource protections. There is a dash 15 amendment in front of you for your consideration, and there was additional written testimony.
Okay. And we do have somebody from the department here to talk about the dash 15s. Sorry, Director, I didn't see you back there.
No problem. I wasn't sure who you were looking for, Madam Chair. For the record, Richard Whitman, the Director of the Department of Land Conservation and Development, and I have here with me today John Evans, who's also soldiering on as the staff person for the Big Look Task Force as they've worked on this legislation. Madam Chair, the Dash A15 amendments make two simple technical corrections to the Big Look Task Force legislation. The first of those amendments is to clarify what the manner of judicial review will be of order of the Land Conservation and Development Commission on either of two things that are called for under the legislation. The first of those are the revisions, the updating to the regional problem-solving statutes, and the second thing is the rural lands remapping piece of that legislation. The technical amendments clarify that an order of the commission reviewing a local government decision on those two things will be reviewed by the Oregon Court of Appeals in the same manner as similar orders of LCDC. The second technical correction appears in the A15 amendments on line 3. It's the deletion of the word rural. This relates to the rural lands remapping part of the bill. That part of the bill, by including this language in that part of the bill, we inadvertently prohibited counties when they go through that remapping exercise, if they find that lands have met the criterion standards to allow an urban use of land, by having that word rural in there, we would have prevented them from taking an exception to allow an urban use. That was not the intent of anybody, so we're deleting that word from the bill. Those are the two technical corrections to the bill, and again, it has broad bipartisan support, I believe. Madam Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Director. Are there any questions for the Director on the A15s? Okay. All right. Thank you very much. With that, we are in work session. I'll entertain a motion on the A15s.
Madam Chair, I move the A15s in the House Bill 2229.
Senator Prezonsky moves adoption of the dash A15s into House Bill 2229. Is there any discussion? Any objections?
Yes.
Okay. So noted for the record. Senator Atkinson, with that, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2229 as amended by the A15s to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Prezonsky moves House Bill 2229 as amended with the dash A15s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Senator Boquist?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I think someone referred to this recently as the Big Hug Task Force. I'm 70% on this one now, but I'll stay at 70% at least for the vote.
Okay. Any other discussion?
100% opposed.
Okay. Got that. Senator Atkinson. All right. Any objections?
Yes.
Okay. So noted for the record, Senator Atkinson. That the motion carries, and I will carry the bill. Okay, so with that, we will close the work session on House Bill 2229A. I haven't worked out the percentages yet, Senator Boquist, but it is the last hearing. So.
I'm not carrying it, you know this.
1.4 million.
Okay, let's see, what are we... we have DLCD here, so we should probably do...
1.4
2228. Oh, Representative Clem. Okay, so we will open up a work session on House Bill 2228. Beth?
Madam Chair and committee members, House Bill 2228 establishes the Oregon Transfer of Development Rights Pilot Program in the Department of Land Conservation and Development. For the record, there are two amendments before you, the proposed -A8 amendment and the -A9 amendment. The proposed -A8 amendment changes authorization to allow Commission to select up to three pilot projects for the transfer of development rights previously authorized. It was allowed to select five, replaces third priority lands for receiving area with land within an urban unincorporated community or a rural community in an acknowledged comprehensive plan and removes the fourth, fifth, and sixth priority lands. It defines key terms and logistics of the Skyline Forest Sustainable Development Program. The -9 amendment before you is my understanding that it's identical to the -8. The only change is going to be that it includes fourth priority lands for receiving area as lands that are adjacent to an UGB that are not subject to an exception from a statewide land use planning goal relating to agricultural lands or forest lands.
Okay, thank you, Beth. And I think we have Representative Clem that would like to come up and talk about the amendments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senators, can I just say how cool it was that Representative Shoffler and Senator Atkinson had some sort of mind meld on the Big Look deal, and I'd like to at some point get you both in one place and hear about it. So it was a Shoffler.
He was the only no vote on the House.
59-1, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet, I thought. So 2228, we were here before, we talked about it before. Skyline Forest Central Oregon Land Watch is the one provision where major changes have been made. I think we described conceptually the consensus that they reached. We just needed to make sure it got written up correctly by legislative council. It almost did. There's a couple little words that aren't deal killers, but they're wrong. One example would be... somewhere when it says the Deschutes Land Trust gets the option of last resort to buy, it should be first resort. So I think this bill is set to go over to rules where the little tweaks can be fixed. But the Fidelity and Central Oregon Land Watch are both here if you have any questions. But it's basically there to reach some finality on the Skyline Forest transaction from their perspectives. Then the first portion having to do with properties in the Metolius River Basin, the timelines have been extended for landowners there to utilize their voluntary authorization, and it changes the amount of overnight units from two-thirds to primary purpose, so it would allow for more permanent residential units versus two-thirds primary purpose. You know, it could be something you could ask Director Whitman, the typical usage of that word, but that might be more like 51%. So it is allowing for some more residential units that don't have to be rented out, for example, and are not primarily overnight. And then there's some... there were some -7s that were testified by Thousand Friends and the Oregon League of Women Voters, and those are incorporated in the -8s. These are some kind of sideboards and parameters around the pilot projects. The only issue there is not the kinds of properties that are eligible, but a discussion that both the Thousand Friends and some of the timber folks interested are both kind of open to that can take place.
Okay, if somebody has their cell phone on, please turn it off, especially up here. Try the other microphone. Maybe that one's better.
I'll do that.
Yeah, don't move them close together, though. You have to move. Yeah.
I'm supposed to be.
computer guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
So, the turning real red here. The last item is the density of units per. I'm sorry.
This pacemaker.
The density of units per.
You made the Sonny Dye tape. That's all I can say.
The density of units.
Third or fourth priority.
Per on the receiving area. There's a discussion about having no more than basically four per acre, which would mean quarter acre lots. It's just not going to work for some of the timber folks if this were to go forward and they were selected. We're talking like a 1,200 acre tract and only 50 houses, and it just it doesn't make sense. So 1,000 friends and some of our timber friends said we could work on that as an additional amendment that could occur in rules or conference committee if you're ready to move it. But those are the main features of 2228-8.
Did you want to say anything about the dash nines?
No. The thing I just mentioned, the four units versus having another type of land, both sides decided the dash nines aren't necessary. You just got to work out the four-unit part to make that somehow fit a project better for the developer side of the equation.
Okay. Questions for the representative? Senator Atkinson.
Thank you. The SMS states, reduces the total number of pilot projects available on a 1-to-4 basis if the Metolius Resort site owner elects to pursue the approval of a small-scale recreational community. Yes?
I don't have the SMS, but it shouldn't change the number. It's still intended to have two opportunities available.
Okay. So since it's going to move over, my question is, since it's going to move over to the Rules Committee for some tweaking, and I'm on the Rules Committee, which will be doing the tweakage, is it your, would you want this thing, the Skyline Forest and any mention of the Metolius to be coupled together? Or decoupled?
Madam Chair, Senator Atkinson, if there were a separate relating clause somewhere, I would have decoupled them myself. If there's something like that, I don't have a problem with that. We actually are looking in another bill in the House at this transfer of development opportunity for the Metolius Basin. I submitted some amendments for a different bill. I just couldn't get them done for this one. If those authorizations, either in rules or in a different bill, are more usable to the Metolius River property owners, and they can get the support of this body, that would be fine to decouple this bill from those. The one I put in is to make clear that one property owner would get two opportunities on 320 acres each. These are in a different bill. They may show up, but I could certainly chat further in rules if there are questions about what we're still working on in the House. I just couldn't get it done for this bill. Decoupling them would be fine with me. I just want to see an opportunity work for Skyline and Metolius property owners somewhere else other than Metolius.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for the representative? All right. Thank you very much. Does anybody want the department to come up? All right. With that, I'll take a motion on the A8, and this is going to rules. We do not have the paperwork ready.
I'm sure I'd move the dash 8.
Okay. Senator Atkinson moves the dash A8 into House Bill 2228. Is there any discussion? Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I'll be supporting the A8s. I just want to comment that the two private parties, private property owners and the group over there, did a pretty good job of working together to come up with a conclusion for paragraph 3 of the SMS. And so I'm quite supportive of paragraph 3 of the SMF, which is, for the most part, the A8.
Okay, great.
Not supportive of the other two paragraphs.
Any other comments?
Is that 30% or 40%?
Yeah. I'm assuming that's a reference to the Skyline Forest portion. Okay, thank you, Senator. Any other discussion? And any objections? Seeing none, the dash 8s are adopted, and this is being referred to rules.
Probably make the nines.
Motion.
No.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would move the House Bill 2228A as amended referred to the President's desk with a recommendation that be sent to the Rules Committee.
With a do pass recommendation.
Great. Didn't even need the sheet for that one. Thank you, Senator. Okay, you heard the motion. Any discussion? Senator Boquist?
Same as I said before, I'll be a no vote at this time, Madam Chair, but I'm very supportive of the Skyline Forest Agreement that was on the far side, and I look forward to the bill coming out in a 70% form to the floor.
Okay. Any other objections? Or any objections besides Senator Boquist? Okay, so noted for the record, Senator Boquist is a no. With that, the motion carries, and the bill is referred back to the President's desk with a due pass recommendation as adopted with the A8s. That, we're going to close a work session on House Bill 2228.
You can make it up after I say it.
Just finish up some notes here. We'll see where we are. I think our next bill up is that 2186, I think. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Open up a work session on House Bill 2186A.
Madam Chair and committee members, House Bill 2186A authorizes the Environmental Quality Commission to adopt following standards and requirements to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. There declares an emergency effective on passage. You have some amendments in front of you, and I believe there's someone here from the department to get into them.
Okay, Mandy.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Andy Ginsberg. I'm the Air Quality Administrator at DEQ, and I'll briefly describe the changes in the A-11 amendments. For the low-carbon fuel standard, there are two changes. One is to establish a price off-ramp, and that would be if the price of fuel in Oregon were to become out of line with the price of fuel in nearby states, then the commission would provide deferrals or exemptions to the low-carbon fuel standard. Also, another exemption that would protect engine warranties so that no credit would be provided to a fuel distributor for blending biofuels that would be in an application where the manufacturer would not warrant the engine if biofuels were used. For the greenhouse gas-containing products, that entire section is deleted from the bill by the Dash 11 amendments. For truck efficiency standards, a new hardship exemption would be added. This would provide a case-by-case exemption for any individual truck owner or operator where the investment in aerodynamic controls could not be paid off quickly with fuel savings. There's also an exemption for farm and log trucks that would be exempt entirely from the bill. And finally, there's a clarification of the effective date, which is clarified to rules would not go into effect until after the 2011 session is over. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, in recess from that. Okay, any questions? Yeah, and actually, I would like you to talk about the difference between the A11s and the A12s, if you could.
Okay, Madam Chair, everything that's in the A11 is also in the A12. The A12 also includes language that is specific to interstate trains, and in conversations with interstate train representatives, they do not like the language. They're protected by a federal preemption, and that is sufficient, and they don't like the language in the A12, so
okay.
The A11 is all we need.
All right, I got it. Any questions for Andy? All right, so with... Did you have a question?
No, I just have a motion.
Okay, I'll take a motion on the A11s.
Madam 12, I move that we adopt the A11 amendments into House Bill 2186.
Okay, Senator Prezonsky moves that we adopt the Dash A11 amendments into House Bill 2186. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Okay, so noted for the record, Senator Atkinson. Okay. With that, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2186 as amended by the A11s to the President's office for subsequent referral, possibly to the Rules Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Brzezinski moves House Bill 2186 as amended with the Dash A11s be reported out of committee with a due pass recommendation, and the bill be returned to the President's desk for referral, preferably to the Rules Committee. I think I got that. Okay, any discussion? Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As Andy described the A11s, they appear to be much better than the original bill. I will still be a no vote at this time and look forward to a better quality or a higher percentage bill coming out of rules that I can vote for.
Thank you, Senator.
I'm a no on this basic philosophy. I don't believe the Oregon legislature should abdicate and give its rulemaking and its authority and its oversight to a non-elected board. It's the same reason I'm against everything that we do, Big Look Task Force and the rest of it. We have a 90-member task force here. It's called the Oregon Legislature, that's responsible to the people who sent it here. And it just makes me very uncomfortable in this bill that we're giving this much authority to the department, the DEQ, and the Environmental Quality Commission to make rules based on something that another state might or might not do. I think that's bad policy.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Hess?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm supportive of this going to rules. I don't want the idea, though, to die in rules. And to that end, I did draft an amendment that we're not using, but it's out there, that mirrors what Washington State's governor proclaimed last week, to look at this before and then letting the legislature decide what to do. But I'm supportive of sending this to rules as is.
Okay, thank you very much for your comments, and certainly it's not the intention of the chair to move this to rules to die, so appreciate that.
And Madam Chair, I'm supportive of what Senator Haas just said.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, so am I.
All right. Thank you all.
We're expecting more work out of
the good senator
from Southern Oregon.
That's right. It shall happen.
So with that, objections on sending, I guess, do we already note Senator Boquist and Senator Atkinson? And with that, the motion carries. And this is sent with a due pass recommendation to rules. Okay. Close the work session on House Bill 2186, and we have more left.
Jury soil.
You voting for that?
No.
Okay. All right. We're going to open up a work session on House Bill 3298. Beth.
Madam Chair and committee members, House Bill 3298. For the record, there's no revenue impact and no fiscal impact. Prohibits district and county from designating additional urban reserves until at least 50% of previously designated urban reserves have been included in the urban growth boundary of the district. Applies to written agreements entered into on or after the effective date.
Okay, I will take a motion. We're in work session. This is actually going to be referred to rules, so I will take a motion.
Madam Chair, I would move House Bill 3298 to the rules, to the President's desk for subsequent referral and recommendation to the Rules Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Atkinson moves.
I say recommendation one more time, I would.
House Bill 3298A be reported out of committee with a due pass recommendation and the bill be returned to the President's desk for referral, preferably to rules. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I'm just wondering if the good senator from Southern Oregon is going to have time to look at the at least 30 bills I've voted on today to send there.
Might have to go Deb's pots on them.
He's going to be a pretty busy kind of man. Okay. Any other discussion?
I ain't that young anymore.
Any objections? Motion carries. I think you're the youngest one in the Senate.
Well, when I got here, I was the youngest one in the Senate by two bypass surgeries.
Okay, so this is House Bill 3298A is referred to rules.
Jury soil. Is it time?
We're going to close the work session on House Bill 3298, and with that, we're going to close the Senate Environment and Natural Resources Committee.
Are we not going to do their bill?
So that's it, and you'll hear about a upcoming party. I can talk to you gentlemen if you want to come up.